When Kobe Bryant's career was threatened by injuries in 2012, he didn't turn to conventional sports medicine. He transformed his diet under the guidance of Dr. Catherine Shanahan. The results were so dramatic that the entire Lakers organization adopted her nutrition program. Deep Nutrition isn't just another diet book. It's a revolutionary framework that has influenced elite athletes, Hollywood celebrities, and thousands of ordinary people seeking optimal health. Dr. Shanahan's approach has been featured in Elle, Sports Illustrated, and The Wall Street Journal, with readers reporting not just weight loss, but dramatic improvements in chronic conditions that conventional medicine failed to address. What makes this book different is its focus not on what to eat, but on how food literally reprograms our genes, a concept that has upended decades of nutritional dogma and offers a path to reclaiming our genetic potential. At the heart of Deep Nutrition lies a profound insight. Despite apparent differences in traditional diets worldwide, from Mediterranean to Okinawan to French, all successful nutritional systems share four fundamental elements. Dr. Shanahan calls these the four pillars of world cuisine: meat cooked on the bone, organ meats, fresh raw foods, and fermented and sprouted foods. These aren't arbitrary groupings, but strategic approaches to food that maximize nutritional value. Traditional cultures didn't develop these patterns through scientific research, but through generations of observation, noting which foods prevented birth defects, eased childbirth, and produced intelligent, healthy offspring. This nutritional wisdom was so vital to survival that it was often preserved within religious practices and cultural traditions. While modern nutrition reduces food to its chemical components, proteins, carbs, and fats, our ancestors understood food as a language, conveying environmental information that programs our genes. This perspective has been validated by epigenetics, which reveals that our genes make decisions based on chemical signals from our food. The four pillars represent nutritional strategies that have shepherded humanity through millennia of natural selection. When we abandon these principles, as modern society has largely done, we compromise our genetic expression and health across generations. The epidemic of chronic diseases we face today, from diabetes to autoimmune conditions, stems largely from replacing traditional foods with industrial substitutes that our bodies don't recognize as proper nourishment. What's remarkable is how these principles transcend cultural and geographic boundaries. Whether examining the diets of isolated Swiss villagers, Pacific Islanders, or indigenous Arctic peoples, Dr. Shanahan found they all incorporated these four elements, albeit with regional variations based on available resources. This universal pattern suggests these aren't merely cultural preferences, but biological imperatives that align with human genetic needs. The old model of genetic medicine suggested our health was largely predetermined by our DNA. We were victims of genetic lottery, with bad genes causing disease. But epigenetics, meaning upon the gene, has revolutionized our understanding of how genes actually work. Our genome isn't a static blueprint, but a dynamic system constantly responding to environmental signals, particularly from our diet. Everything we eat, think, breathe, or do affects our genes' performance through chemical tags that turn genes on or off without changing the underlying DNA sequence. These effects cascade through generations. Laboratory mice fed different vitamin blends produced offspring with altered weight and disease susceptibility, despite identical DNA. This means most health problems don't stem from inherited mutations, but from environmental factors forcing good genes to behave badly. The implications are profound. We have far more control over our genetic expression than previously thought. Food may be the most powerful gene-regulating factor available to us. Dr. Shanahan introduces two critical concepts: genetic wealth, the intactness of epigenetic programming, and genetic momentum, the potential for health passed to offspring. She illustrates this with the example of a 20-year-old supermodel who can temporarily get away with poor nutrition while looking beautiful, but whose unhealthy habits will eventually affect both her own body and her future children's genetic potential. The good news is that epigenetic changes are often reversible. Just as poor nutrition can damage genetic expression, proper nutrition can restore it. Dr. Jertl's landmark study with agouti mice demonstrated this principle. When female mice genetically programmed for obesity were fed nutrient-rich diets before conception, they produced healthier offspring with normal body composition. Similar transgenerational effects have been observed in humans. The Dutch hunger winter of World War II affected not just survivors, but their grandchildren's birth weights. Maternal smoking shows even more dramatic effects, with risk of asthma increasing 1.5 times if mother smoked, 1.8 times if grandmother smoked, and 2.6 times if both smoked. This understanding transforms how we view our relationship with food. Every bite we eat changes our genes slightly according to predictable rules. By understanding these rules, we can unlock our genetic potential and even begin to reverse epigenetic damage accumulated over generations. Beauty isn't merely subjective, but a quantifiable phenomenon that reveals important connections between form, function, and health. Dr. Stephen Marquardt, a UCLA maxillofacial surgeon, discovered that beautiful faces across all races conform to a mathematical blueprint based on the golden ratio, phi 1.618039888. This divine proportion generates dynamic symmetry, a special kind of asymmetry where the ratio of the lesser part to the greater equals the ratio of the greater to the whole. This mathematical ordering extends throughout nature, from pine cones and nautilus shells to human fingers and teeth. Plants grow at 137.5 degrees, 1 over 5 squared times 360, maximizing sunlight exposure. Our brains follow similar patterns, with neurons forming dendritic branches according to these proportions, optimizing information processing. Our attraction to beautiful faces isn't cultural, but biological, an evolutionary mechanism for identifying genetic fitness. Even babies stare longer at faces adults find attractive, suggesting this recognition system is innate. Studies confirm people consistently associate facial symmetry with health, revealing how our brains are hardwired to equate dynamic symmetry with genetic well-being. During puberty, our brains become tuned to desire well-defined sex-specific variations, sexual dimorphism, which signal reproductive health. Female body types fall into four categories: banana, apple, pear, and hourglass, with the hourglass being rarest, less than 10% of modern women, yet healthiest. Apple-shaped women face nearly double the mortality rates of those with more generous curves. Beauty isn't accidental, but the default position, the inevitable product of unimpeded growth conforming to mathematical proportion. Throughout human history, nutritional deprivation has caused valuable epigenetic programming to be lost. Today, we require increasingly more correctives, like glasses, braces, and medications, to compensate for this physiologic decline. The form-function connection explains why physicians should consider physical development as veterinarians and farmers do, as indicators of nutritional adequacy. Less optimal facial structure often requires interventions like glasses or braces, while also affecting social outcomes and earning potential. This package deal effect suggests beauty and health are interconnected, with physical appearance reflecting genetic health and development. Birth order significantly affects a child's development when pregnancies occur close together. Without adequate time, at least 3 years, and nutrition between pregnancies, a mother's body cannot fully replenish its nutrient stores, potentially leaving the second child less healthy than their older sibling. The placenta behaves like a parasite to protect fetal development, extracting nutrients from the mother's body, even from her bones and brain, to support the growing baby. This protective mechanism ensures babies are born with basic structural integrity, even on poor diets, but can't guarantee optimal development. With 74% of American women nutritionally deficient during childbearing years, subsequent pregnancies often result in children with more developmental issues requiring interventions like orthodontics and vision correction. Firstborn children typically display more dynamic symmetry with broader foreheads, stronger jaws, prominent brows, deep-set eyes, and high cheekbones, features that align with Marquardt's mask of ideal proportions. In contrast, younger siblings, born too soon after their predecessors, often show narrower midfaces, rounded features, weaker chins and jaws due to maternal nutrient depletion. This pattern was confirmed through extensive research using high school yearbooks spanning decades, revealing that family beauty generally fades from oldest to youngest, with closer birth spacing producing more dramatic differences. Celebrity examples abound, from Matt and Kevin Dillon to Paris and Nicky Hilton, where the older sibling typically possesses more screen-friendly facial geometry. Firstborn children exhibit greater dynamic symmetry, ideal proportions, but often have less biradial symmetry, left-right matching. They might have one eye larger than the other, a slightly rotated jaw, or facial asymmetry. Medical literature confirms firstborns experience more biradial asymmetries, including leg length discrepancies, hip dysplasia, scoliosis, and facial asymmetries. This results from uterine crowding, insufficient space during first pregnancies. Meanwhile, subsequent children show better biradial symmetry but reduced dynamic symmetry due to maternal nutrient depletion. The uterine space issue stems from hormonal signaling problems, often exacerbated by vegetable oils and sugar consumption, which create oxidative stress that disrupts normal uterine responsiveness. To optimize your child's growth, focus on developing both biradial and dynamic symmetry through optimal nutrition while ensuring normal hormone responses in utero. Start eating the human diet and avoid toxins that interfere with hormone function, particularly sugar and vegetable oils, the most common toxins in modern diets. Give yourself at least 3 months before conception to detox and refortify your system, or 6 to 12 months if you're pre-diabetic or overweight. Our shift from traditional food relationships to modern nutritional reductionism has corrupted both our language about food and our physical health. Traditional cultures like the Maasai view food as part of their identity and religion, connecting it to stories about their relationship with the land and animals. In contrast, modern Americans reduce food to nutrients, calories, and imperatives like watch your carbs. Archaeological evidence shows that when humans transition from hunter-gatherer lifestyles to agricultural ones, their skeletal structure changes. Bones shrink, including brain case size. Despite these changes, throughout most of human history, our skulls maintained phi proportionality, the mathematical ratio ensuring balanced growth in three dimensions, X, Y, and Z facial planes. When this proportionality is lost, functional problems emerge. Narrowed skulls cause wisdom teeth crowding, distorted eye sockets create vision problems, and foreshortened palates lead to sleep apnea and related health issues. Our modern way of discussing food using biochemical terms like carbs and protein began during the Industrial Revolution. The Fanny Farmer 1896 cookbook introduced this reductive terminology, breaking food into protein, carbohydrates, and fats and oils. This simplified classification changed our relationship with food, reducing complex living systems to their isolatable components, like describing the Taj Mahal as merely tons of rock. This terminology conveniently shifts focus away from food source and quality, exactly as mass producers of processed foods would prefer. It allows us to believe that sweet potatoes grown in sterile soil are as nutritious as properly grown ones, or that factory-farmed salmon equals wild-caught. Once we accept these falsehoods, we'll buy almost anything, regardless of its actual nutritional value. The ingredients in pet food, cornmeal, soy meal, wheat, partially hydrogenated oils, protein meal, and synthetic vitamins mirror what humans now eat. With slight variations in proportions and flavorings, these same base ingredients become donuts, breads, Cheerios, ramen noodles, snack chips, and hamburger helper. Manufacturers use these ingredients because they're cheap and can be easily reformulated into various shapes and textures. Our modern diet resembles space colony food. Shelf-stable products filled with sugar, flour, protein isolates, and vegetable oil, often containing toxic preservatives like BHT and BHA. Vegetables shipped long distances are picked unripe, containing significantly fewer nutrients than mature produce. Animals are raised in confined spaces without access to pasture, and fish are farm-raised on artificial feed. we've been gradually pushed so far from natural food that most Americans might as well be living on Mars, disconnected from the nourishing foods that sustained our ancestors for thousands of generations. The cholesterol theory of heart disease has dominated medical thinking for decades, yet many elderly patients who consumed butter, eggs, and red meat throughout their lives enjoy excellent health. Harvard scientists in 2001 suggested the low-fat campaign was based on little scientific evidence and may have caused unintended health consequences by potentially worsening obesity and diabetes epidemics. The anti-fat movement began with Ansel Keys, a non-physician who became the face of the anti-cholesterol movement in the 1950s. Despite having a PhD in studying saltwater eels, Keys presented himself as a heart disease expert, using fear and sloppy statistics to convince the public that animal fats cause heart disease. The margarine industry embraced Keys as their perfect spokesperson, and the American Heart Association, which received funding from the vegetable oil industry, helped promote his ideas, leading Americans to replace traditional foods with factory-made alternatives. While publicly blaming animal fat for heart attacks, Keys's actual laboratory experiments used margarine with 48% trans fat, artery-hardening molecules that don't exist in natural foods. This deception was like poisoning rats with strychnine-laced milk and then blaming the deaths on the milk. The real culprits behind our epidemic of chronic disease are two major categories of pro-inflammatory foods: vegetable oils, unnatural fats, and sugar, not natural saturated fats as we've been led to believe. As butter consumption dropped by 75% over the past century, from 18 to 4 pounds per person annually, vegetable oil consumption increased fivefold, from 11 to 59 pounds. Simultaneously, heart disease went from rare in 1900 to the number one killer of both men and women today. Vegetable oils are dangerously unstable because they contain primarily polyunsaturated fatty acids, PUFAs, that readily react with oxygen. PUFAs go poof. This reactivity makes them useful in biological processes, but also vulnerable to heat damage. Unlike healthy oils that can be extracted at low temperatures, vegetable oils require harsh processing involving high heat and chemicals like hexane. Even organic expeller-pressed oils undergo damaging refinement processes that create trans fats and carcinogens. The real danger of vegetable oils isn't just the 5% trans fats they contain, it's their ability to create more damaged fats inside your body through what Dr. Shanahan calls the zombie effect. Like zombies converting normal people through their bite, mutated PUFAs use free radicals to convert normal fatty acids into fellow molecular miscreants at the rate of billions per second. These megatrans fats generate cascades of free radicals, high-energy electrons that restructure and damage nearly every molecule they contact, from cell membranes to chromosomes. Free radicals damage tissues through cascades that spread like wildfire. At the molecular level, they're unpaired electrons desperately seeking partners, breaking down cellular structures in their search. These cascades not only damage PUFAs, but make your arteries crispy like fried food. Men suffer heart attacks earlier than women, partly because their higher testosterone levels increase iron-rich red blood cells, which accelerate oxidation of fragile PUFAs. Sugar is the second public enemy after vegetable oil, with five key dangers. It's sticky and toxic at high levels, triggers disruptive hormonal responses, eventually impairs hormonal function, accelerates cellular aging, and lurks in more foods than most people realize. The average American consumes over 200 pounds yearly, a concentration our metabolism isn't designed to handle. Sugar feels sticky because when dissolved in water, it reacts with proteins on skin surfaces, forming breakable chemical bonds. This process, called glycation, creates temporary bonds that become permanent through oxidation reactions, forming advanced glycation end products, AGEs, aptly named because they accelerate aging. AGs cross-link proteins, hardening cells and tissues, like toast become stiff and brown. These crosslinks transform flexible tissues into brittle structures, impairing cellular function throughout the body. The common experience of gaining 10 pounds per decade after age 35 relates directly to sugar binding to hormone receptors, particularly insulin receptors. Once insulin resistant, blood sugar rises, leading to diabetes, weight gain, and circulatory and sexual dysfunction. Sugar also clogs nutrient channels, weakens bone and muscle, slows neural communication, impairing mood and memory, stiffens collagen throughout the body, causing arthritis and premature wrinkling, and alters white blood cell function, increasing vulnerability to cancer and infection. Blood vessels aren't just hollow tubes, but complex environments where thousands of perfectly coordinated cellular interactions occur every second. Sugar crosslinks disrupt this choreography in devastating ways. White blood cells normally tumble along vessel walls and transform into amoeba-like shapes to squeeze through tiny spaces between endothelial cells when responding to inflammation. But glycation crosslinks these spaces shut, preventing immune cells from reaching troubled tissues. The pancreas works to maintain blood glucose between 70 to 85 milligrams per deciliter through insulin and counterbalancing hormones. But sugar blasts from sodas, cookies, or cakes overwhelm the system, allowing AGEs to form. When cleanup mechanisms can't finish before your next sugary treat, cell membranes become cross-linked and less responsive to insulin. This creates a downward spiral. Higher sugar leads to more crosslinks, which further impairs insulin response. Eventually, fasting blood sugar rises above 90, then 100, leading to prediabetes and finally diabetes. Sugar fundamentally rewires the human brain, making us literally cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It's so powerful that sugar water is used as pain relief for infants during medical procedures. However, research shows this practice has concerning effects. Babies given sugar water in their first 7 days showed measurable neurological impairments 11 weeks later, with lower scores on motor development, vigor, alertness, and orientation. Most Alzheimer's research implicates sugar, not genetic mutation, as the primary culprit. Brain cells normally resemble trees, with thousands of bifurcating branches called dendrites, which enable memory, thought, and emotions. Intelligence correlates with the number of these neural branches. Sugar-induced cross-linking gums up brain cell membranes, reducing hormone sensitivity and causing dendritic pruning, a physical restructuring of the brain that resembles early Alzheimer's. The human diet transcends racial differences and offers optimal nutrition for all people. Rather than rigid lists of permitted and forbidden foods, it's defined by strategic approaches to food, the four pillars of the human diet that unify all traditional eating patterns worldwide. The first pillar, meat on the bone, focuses on keeping meat intact with its bone, fat, marrow, skin, and connective tissues. Animals raised humanely on mineral-rich soil provide the best starting material for both taste and nutrition. Properly cooked meat should remain juicy and red, allowing nutrients to remain bioavailable. Slow cooking transforms large, flavorless molecules into smaller peptides that can bind to taste receptors, creating the savory umami sensation. Including various tissue types, skin, ligaments, cartilage, bone, releases glycosaminoglycans, joint-building molecules like glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate in their most bioavailable form. Bone stock provides irreplaceable joint-building compounds that miraculously resist digestion and target cartilage once in the bloodstream. These compounds stimulate collagen growth throughout the body, not just in joints, but in skin, arteries, and bones, acting as a natural youth serum. Unlike isolated supplements, bone broth delivers the entire complex of cartilage components, plus minerals and vitamins in their most bioavailable form. The second pillar, organ meats, focuses on nutritional powerhouses that modern Americans largely avoid. Liver functions as the body's savings bank for excess nutrients, while other organs offer specific benefits. Eyes provide lutein and hyaluronic acid that benefit our own eyes and joints. Brain tissue delivers concentrated omega-3 fatty acids, and various other organs supply nutrients that modern supplements poorly replicate. The homeopathic principle that like cures like proves surprisingly accurate. Consuming specific organs often benefits the corresponding parts in our own bodies. The third pillar, fermentation and sprouting, transforms ordinary plants into nutritional powerhouses by neutralizing natural plant toxins while enhancing nutrient bioavailability. These ancient preservation techniques have produced many of humanity's most beloved foods: bread, cheese, wine, beer, chocolate, coffee, and traditional condiments. Fermentation harnesses the transformative powers of beneficial microorganisms outside the body, enabling food preservation and creating new flavors. This ancient technique has proven essential to human health, as demonstrated by a 1960s case where Turkish children developed dwarfisms from consuming unleavened bread, which contained mineral-binding compounds that fermentation would have neutralized. The fourth pillar emphasizes fresh foods as nature's true antioxidant miracles, superior to any supplement. While expensive miracle antioxidant products flood the market, all fresh fruits and vegetables naturally contain balanced blends of antioxidants, flavonoids, and other beneficial compounds that work synergistically to prevent oxidative damage. Fresh herbs and vegetables deliver powerful antioxidant compounds that work synergistically in ways supplements can't replicate. The intensity of flavor directly correlates with nutritional power. More pungent vegetables like celery, peppers, and garlic contain higher concentrations of beneficial compounds than starchy vegetables. The conventional medical approach to weight management, calories in minus calories out equals weight change, often fails patients who eat little, exercise regularly, yet still gain weight. Dr. Shanahan discovered that weight regulation isn't primarily about energy, but information. Food functions as a chemical language that programs cellular functions. The human diet provides messages that instruct the body to optimize health, while processed foods send signals that promote fat storage. A chance conversation between journalist Joe Robinson and a PhD candidate studying apoptosis, cell suicide, revealed that omega-3 fatty acids slowed cancer growth in rats, while omega-6 accelerated it fourfold, despite containing equivalent calories. This discovery suggested that fatty acid imbalance might contribute to cancer development. The greater revelation isn't just that we need more omega-3, but that our cells actively respond to the specific chemical messages in our food, determining whether cells function normally, convert to fat, or become cancerous. Body fat isn't just unsightly excess. It serves essential functions beyond insulation and cushioning. Adipose tissue generates chemicals necessary for sexual development, reproduction, immune defense, blood clotting, circadian rhythm, mood, and concentration. Paradoxically, both too little and too much fat cause similar problems: insulin insensitivity, glucose intolerance, overeating, weight gain, fatty liver, and high triglycerides. Understanding fat cell dynamics is crucial for body transformation. Fat grows from stem cells when we eat sugar, starch, and trans fat without exercising. But these cells can also transform into other tissue types through processes like transdifferentiation. Fat cells require constant hormonal support to maintain their size. Research shows they can transform into other cell types. Fat can become muscle, bone, or even nerve tissue. This cellular plasticity means your thigh fat today might once have been muscle or skin cells. Exercise is crucial not because it burns calories, 20 minutes of jogging only burns one chocolate chip cookie, but because it generates signals that redirect cells away from fat storage and toward building lean tissue. The fat cell transformation process begins when a cell loses its lipid stores, then receives signals to de-differentiate into a pre-adipocyte or stem cell. Unlike adult fat cells, these immature cells can undergo apoptosis, cellular suicide, or migrate throughout the body to become whatever tissue needs reinforcement. On pro-inflammatory diets, our bodies frantically produce fat cells, converting various cell types through transdifferentiation. This process infiltrates healthy tissues, replacing gray matter in dementia patients, bone-forming cells in osteoporosis, and normal liver cells in fatty liver disease. When cells are nutrient-deprived, they de-differentiate and store fat, abandoning their original functions. This degeneration accelerates with stress hormones, lack of exercise, and poor diet. When your body gets proper nutrition, exercise, and rest, it naturally converts unwanted fat cells into something better. Without these essentials, nutrients can't be properly transported, causing them to line arteries, seep into tendons, and pollute the body. This triggers white blood cell inflammation, damaging tissues, and causing numerous health problems. Like cancer, obesity becomes self-sustaining, but fortunately, cells can be retrained through proper diet and targeted exercise. Collagen is essential to our structural integrity, making up about 15% of our dry body weight. Without it, we would literally disintegrate. Research now confirms that people with weak collagen experience more injuries throughout their lives. The complexity of collagen molecules explains why diet is so crucial to collagen health. All collagens consist of triple helices of amino acid chains decorated with glycosaminoglycans that vary in strength, flexibility, and lubrication properties. These molecules anchor to cells and extend through the extracellular matrix, creating an engineering masterpiece. Poor diet during growth periods compromises collagen integrity, leading to premature breakdown that manifests as wrinkles, arthritis, and circulatory problems. The most effective way to strengthen collagen is surprisingly simple: eat it. Consuming collagen-rich foods like tripe, tendon, and bone broths delivers glycosaminoglycans directly to areas needing collagen support. These remarkable molecules attract up to 1,000 times their weight in water, creating protective lubrication around joints while moistening skin and keeping tendons supple. Childhood consumption of homemade bone stock produces dramatic joint strengthening effects that can last a lifetime. People raised on traditional cuisines featuring meaty stocks typically display broader hands, wider knuckles, proportionally wide feet, and smoother skin with tighter pores, all signs of superior collagen structure. Inflammation serves a vital purpose, signaling the body's repair systems that tissue needs attention. It creates different sensations depending on location: burning in skin, aching in joints, headaches in the brain, nausea in the gut, chest pain in the heart, and wheezing in lungs. The beneficial side of inflammation appears after injuries like bee stings or sprains, when capillaries leak serum, stem cells, and growth factors to rebuild damaged tissue. However, dietary imbalance can transform controlled inflammation into destructive chaos. Even without obvious symptoms, a pro-inflammatory diet creates a ticking time bomb where inflammatory responses become excessive and potentially life-threatening. Red skin rashes that appear without apparent cause signal dietary imbalance that should be taken seriously. When the immune system becomes overwhelmed by conflicting signals from excessive inflammation, it gets confused and may attack normal body proteins. While UV radiation can damage collagen, our epidermis naturally blocks 95% of it, with collagen absorbing much of the remainder. Diet significantly influences how our skin responds to sunlight. Those consuming pro-inflammatory fats and sugars should limit exposure, while those on healthy diets can enjoy sensible sun time without burning. The secret to looking decades younger isn't avoiding the sun, but avoiding inflammation. Those who age gracefully maintain healthy collagen by steering clear of artificial fats and sugar while embracing traditional foods from the four pillars. This approach prevents premature aging that manifests as skin blotches, thinning, and bruising. Nearly every nutrient studied plays a role in protecting collagen. Vitamins A and C, glutathione, glucosamine, and omega-3 fatty acids can each reduce UV damage by up to 80%. Elastin, a special member of the collagen family, functions like molecular springs that prevent wrinkles when healthy. Found abundantly in skin, arteries, lungs, and ligaments, elastin gives tissues their ability to rebound after stretching. With a remarkable half-life of 75 years, elastin is designed to last a lifetime. In fact, its half-life matches the lifespan of each species. The challenge is that our bodies produce little elastin after puberty, making early nutrition critical.